The IRS has not had, to put it gently, a great year. National taxpayer advocate Nina Olson's annual report to Congress says the 2015 tax filing season was among the most challenging ever. Several factors, including declining budgets, combined to produce some pretty poor examples of customer service. Ms. Olson joins me now with more on her report. Nina, great to have you back. Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so this report was in some ways tough on the IRS, but in many ways you gave them a compliment for being able to do what they were able to do, considering everything they've been going through. What is the primary issue with the IRS that caused it to have such a difficult season?
Well, I think, simply put, it's that the IRS has a lot more work, significantly more work than it had, say, 5 years ago to accomplish, at the same time that its budget has decreased by about 17% since, in inflation-adjusted dollars, since 2010. So you have the trend line on those two things going in opposite directions, which makes the impact of budget cuts so much worse when you have so much more work to do with less money.
And the work came primarily from the Affordable Care Act and something called FATCA.
Yes, the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, which was passed by Congress to help IRS identify people who put money overseas or have money overseas that should be taxed by the United States, but they don't inform us.
And so that really produces that much work for the IRS?
The combination of the Affordable Care Act, I mean, you have created major provisions, the premium tax credit, the individual shared responsibility payment, which is the penalty for not having health insurance, and that's just for individuals. And that doesn't include all of the employer provisions, as well as provisions on insurers. The volume of information reporting that is being done to the IRS just in relation to the Affordable Care Act is huge, just in terms of the pieces of information that the IRS gets in and has to run through its computers.
All right. So how did the agency deal with the workload and the budget that it had?
Well, some of what it did, since it had basically the same dollar amount for 2015 that it did for 2014, but that didn't include inflation, was that it moved money that it would normally use for people to have employees answering the phones for all of the 150 million, almost 150 million individual taxpayers or small business taxpayers calling in for help. They moved those people or those funds to hire more people or temporarily hire people to programming and building up the systems that were needed to administer the Affordable Care Act and FATCA. And so what you arrive at is a level of service, the percentage of calls where people have said they want to speak to a live assister, the percentage of those calls being answered was at 37% for the entire filing season, which is the lowest for a filing season that I have seen since I've been in practice and since 1975. And the average time that somebody had to wait to be online was about 23 minutes. And that's an average. So that means that there were people that really had to wait for a very long amount of time. And that's the roll-up for all the lines. We have about 23 or 29 lines that go into that roll-up.
All right. So it was the worst effect of all of this stretching of the blanket, which is not quite really big enough to cover everything they've got to do, was reflected in the telephone service, or are there other areas where the service was noticeably deficient?
Well, so you find that the IRS last year, knowing that its budget line was trending downward, decided, for example, to close off the walk-in sites that we have around the country so that it no longer does any tax preparation for free for the elderly, the disabled, and the low income. And this is a particularly vulnerable population that if the IRS won't do it and they can't get to one of the other sites that might do free preparation, they turn to unregulated return preparers, which has all sorts of consequences. And then they cut on the publications that you could get in the walk-in sites for free, you know, just paper publications, and the availability of publications, even if you wanted to pay for one that they charged $23 for, they ordered a very small number because they wanted to save on printing costs. And they delayed delivery of ones that were put in libraries, for example, so people could go in libraries and make photocopies of documents or just sit down and read the documents. And all of this is just, you know, pushing the burden on taxpayers so that they have to pay outside sources for things that they normally had gotten from their government for free. And when I think about that, I think that's crazy because, you know, people paying taxes is a painful, you know, exercise no matter what you do. And now increasing the cost and the burden on taxpayers for doing that is just, to me, just nuts.
We're speaking with Nina Olson. She is the National Taxpayer Advocate. I was going to say it's a good thing that John Koskinen is bald, or he probably would have torn his hair out for this year. But in your report, there are some signs of optimism. You said they did manage to get some things done in a pretty impressive way. What are some of the good things that happened during the past year?
Well, talking about the Affordable Care Act, I think the fact that the IRS was able to administer their part of it without any major glitches is evidence and shows that given time, like the IRS had 3 years to plan for this rollout, that given that kind of time, it is able to do a major heavy lift of the kinds of data and information we got. Now, that's not to say that the ACA tax issues were without problems, but they were not necessarily ones that the IRS itself created. You know, we had that 800,000 from taxpayers who got, or the forms from the Federal Exchange that were incorrect, but that was not a problem that the IRS created, and they actually acquitted themselves well in handling that. We had a few things. I mean, the people are unfamiliar with the law, and so we saw, you know, about 300,000 taxpayers who reported that they owed more of this penalty for not having taxes, the individual shared not having health insurance, rather, the individual shared responsibility payment. We found about 300,000 taxpayers to date who overpaid that. And some of it was because of some of the commercial software not asking the right questions for taxpayers. And we went back to the software folks, and they have already made changes in that. So some of these things are, it's a huge new program, and there are going to be errors. And taxpayers have a very great learning curve on that. But given all that, that was pretty impressive that there wasn't a major glitch happening in that area.
And given all of the investments that the IRS has made in modernization over the past 10, 15 years, and all of the improvements it made in online service and online filing, would you say that some of the budget cuts combined with this new work maybe undid some of the work that it's been so painstakingly putting in place over this last decade?
Well, I'd say that. I'd say that where the real impact is in the area of taxpayer service. And this is where I differ from IRS leadership in terms of the emphasis on online services. A lot of the data shows, and we cover some of this in the reports, in the most recent reports, that although taxpayers or individuals are willing to go to government websites for doing basic things, and that could be checking where's my refund, you know, and if we had a taxpayer account, being able to check what the status of something is. When you come down to a transaction, like the IRS is saying, we are going to do X to you, you want to talk to a live human being. And there are real reasons for that, because most taxpayers' affairs, when they have an issue with the IRS, you know, they're not simply black and white. And you also want to hear from the IRS that they have heard you and that they have done what you've asked them to do. They are making this change. And the budget cuts have really made us run away, if you will, from that person-to-person assistance and that contact. You know, some people listening may say, well, I don't want to talk to the IRS person. And I'm telling you, since, you know, having represented taxpayers before the IRS, that if you have a problem with the IRS, you want to talk to the IRS.
All right. So looking ahead to, we're not that far from the 2016 filing season at this point, what do you think the agency's best course of action will be, given that it's likely their budget's going to be a level or maybe only slightly up once again?
Well, I think that it, 2016 is going to be a very great challenge for the IRS because it has some more provisions of the Affordable Care Act to administer. And I think that it will continue to move in the, keep the level of service on the phones. They'll be forced to keep it at a level that is unacceptable and will impact taxpayers negatively. Their course of action is, frankly, some of what I'm trying to do, which is to make the case to the United States taxpayer and to Congress about what the impact of this is. Forget about the IRS, because the IRS will do whatever it has to do with the budget that it's got. It's what is this doing to the United States taxpayers? And what we try to describe in the report is a woeful, situation. This is not a model tax administration. And we as taxpayers should not accept this level of service and let folks know that we want better better taxpayer service. And that's where both the IRS and Congress have to come together. And, really the IRS needs to be funded at the level that it can deliver this level service, the appropriate level service for taxpayers.
Nina Olson is the National Taxpayer Advocate at the IRS. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us.
Certainly. Thank you.